2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and happy 4th of July weekend to you all. It's time for the Paul Parent Garden Club, and we're going to help you to have a great looking yard. July is coming in pretty good. We've had decent weather, warmer than June, and the skies have been a lot brighter. So that's a real good sign to help to make our gardens improve, to get the vegetables to ripen, make the flowers bloom, keep your grass nice and green. And if we can help you to make all those things happen in your yard, the number to call, 800-259-9231. Month of July is normally a dry one, a sunny one, a hot one, and a time where different insects, just like every month, we have new insects that will begin to appear. And probably the most feared is the Japanese beetle. He's already here, doing a little bit of cleaning around my rose bushes on Thursday, and spotted my first Japanese beetle. So they are in southern Maine, not many yet, but they're going to be here. So be prepared, and they will have limited amount of damage. If we can help you, the number is 800-259-9231. I think probably one of the most important things that needs to be done this weekend, if possible, you're home all day today, hopefully you're home tomorrow, be able to enjoy the 4th. Take a few minutes and do some pruning or some pinching, because this is the time of the year right now that will determine the flowers for the fall. Because of all the cloudy weather, some of our perennial type plants are becoming into bloom ahead of schedule. And if we don't pinch them back now in the fall, when we traditionally have them in bloom, they're going to be all finished blooming. So what I want you to do, put this down. If you have mums that survived the winter, if you have your tall growing sedum, the ones that will get up 15, 18 inches, maybe even a little bit taller, your fall flowering asters, and your Montauk daisies, those are just four plants. And you may have one of those four, or maybe two or three of those four. But these are plants that need to be pinched or cut back this weekend. Early July, your plant should be no taller than a foot. So if you have some tall growing sedums, and they're already 18 inches tall, they probably are beginning to make flower buds. If you can pinch them back from 18 inches tall down to a foot, what will happen is on the stems of that plant, there are all kinds of dormant buds where the leaf is attached to the plant. Right in that little crotch where the leaf is attached to the plant, there is a dormant bud. And that dormant bud is there in case there's problems with that leaf, it will make a brand new leaf. when you cut back the mum, or the sedum, or the Montauk daisy, or the fall aster, you've lost the terminal growth on that plant. The plant needs to have a terminal growing branch, so it will replace it. And the way that it replaces is it stimulates those buds that were there for backup into producing a new branch. So what will happen is, if your sedum right now has, let's say, a dozen branches, if you pinch them today or tomorrow, Tuesday, between now and the fall, each of the branches that you cut back will produce 2, 3, maybe 4 more branches. Your plant will be shorter, but it will be 2 to 3 times thicker with more branches, more flowers on the plant, and because it's shorter, it's less likely to fall over and split. So pinching accomplishes many things. It controls the height. It controls the blooming season. And it prevents the plant from breaking due to being top heavy. Because some of your fall blooming sedum will produce a flower head 3-4 inches in diameter or more, and it's heavy. So you get some good wind, some good rain, and the plant will fall over, and now you've got this big hole in the middle, and the branches are all laying down. So if you can pinch them, this can be prevented. Also, if you don't pinch and your plants are making buds, they're going to bloom during late July, early August. And that means in September, when you want the color, it'll be all done, because your plants only flower once. So some selective pruning right now would be absolutely wonderful. So that's your main task for today. Pinch, prune your mums, your tall sedum, asters, and your Montauk daisies. Bring out your shears, your scissors, your pruners, and say to the plant, I'm doing this for your own good. And that will help a great deal. If you have clematis, they're probably in beautiful color right now. Have you fed them this year? Have you applied lime to your clematis this year? Very, very important. If you add some lime spring and fall, you will not believe the quality of your plant compared not to do it. Lime will make the soil sweeter. The sweeter the soil, the better your clematis plants are going to be. Very, very important. If your soil is acid, and if you live east of the Mississippi, east of the Mississippi, everybody has acid soil. West of the Mississippi, it's a different situation. Their soils are sweet. We're sour. To make our soils neutral or on the sweet side, we put down lime. You can use wood ash from your fireplace, or if you had a wood stove, you can buy Jonathan Green's Magic Cal, but you need to make the soil sweeter. Now, on the other hand, if you like the blue hydrangea, you need to do the opposite. So what you need to make a plant more acidic is something called aluminum sulfate. And you can go down to your local garden center. You can buy a 5-pound bag of aluminum sulfate for around $5 a bag. Put a couple handfuls around your hydrangea, and the color of the bloom will be a deeper blue. Now, if you want to make that hydrangea pink, you can put some lime, some wood ash, or some Jonathan Green Magical around it. And the hydrangea is the only plant that you can change the color by changing the acidity of the soil. So if you make your soil acid, your hydrangea will be blue. If you make your soil sweet, they'll be pink. And you determine the intensity of the color by adjusting the acidity level in the soil. So the more acidic your soil is around your hydrangea, the bluer the color will be on that plant. And the opposite will happen. The more lime you put around it, the more pink it's going to have. So it's very, very important. This is the time that determines the color of your plants. If we can help you, 800-259-9231. Give us a call on this beautiful 4th of July weekend.
Now that the gardens are planted, let's feed them with the new Bloomin' and Rootin' fertilizer from Fertiloam. This 9-59-8 plant food will make your garden explode. Flowers and vegetables will grow like you've never seen it before. That's Bloomin' and Rootin' fertilizer. This year, let's kill those problem weeds and save some money. Say goodbye to poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, and hundreds more with Fertiloam Kills All. Half the price of Roundup, twice as strong because it's generic. Kills All. Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of Deer Scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's Deer Scram.
You've changed your light bulbs. You recycle aluminum cans. Maybe you drive a fuel-efficient car. You're doing your part to make a better future. But what about the problems you're facing right now, like pests, weeds, and diseases? Use Natria instead, the line of alternative solutions using naturally derived, non-synthetic active ingredients to effectively protect your home, lawn, and garden. Problem solved. Natria, from Bayer Advanced. Pest, weed, and disease control that fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
The problem with traditional lawn weed killers? New weeds keep coming back, and you have to treat them again and again. It's frustrating and costly, but one simple application of Bayer Advanced Season Long Weed Control for lawns kills current weeds and prevents new weeds for up to 6 months. Apply anytime, spring through fall, and spend more time enjoying your lawn and less time weeding it. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions. See product label for kill and prevent weed list.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You've heard great things about Berkey. You've been thinking of getting a Berkey water purification system, but for some reason, you haven't made your purchase just yet. Okay. Here's one more reason to buy the best water purification system you can buy now. The Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com is giving away free Pelican flashlights. Yes, with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system from the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com, you'll receive a free Pelican 2360 LED flashlight, a $39 value. But it won't last long, only now through July 15th. Hurry, call 877-886-3653, 877-886-3653, or shop online at GoBerkey.com. That's Go, BERKEY.com. No coupon code necessary. A free Pelican flashlight is yours with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system only at GoBerkey.com or by calling 877-886-3653. Hurry, offer ends July 15th.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club, 800-259-9231. Tom, good morning. How are you this morning? You ready for the 4th of July?
Oh, you bet.
Cookout time and fireworks, that's what it's all about.
Oh, yeah, we've got a great view here from work.
You can watch the fireworks right from your desk. That's a good thing.
Oh, yeah. Just pull up the blind.
Terrific. Who do we have up first this morning, Tom?
First up, we have Catherine from Maine with a question about her hollyhocks.
Catherine, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, and thank you for all the good advice you give.
Thank you.
I'd like to know, I just bought a hollyhock plant and also a black sweet potato vine. And I'd like to know about them.
Okay. The hollyhock plant is a perennial, and it's going to grow tall. And there are two types. There are the traditional, which is a funnel-shaped flower, and there's also a double, which is like a pom-pom. But both of these hollyhocks will get up in the neighborhood of 4 to 6 feet tall. So they should be placed someplace that is going to be sheltered from the wind, up against a fence, near the house, near some taller growing plants. Or if you want to put it right in the middle of the yard, what I would suggest that you do is get a pencil stake, the little bamboo stakes about the thickness of a ballpoint pen, and push it into the ground. And that way, as the hollyhock stem gets taller and taller, you can attach it with some green jute. That way, if you do get a quick thunderstorm or some stormy weather, the wind will not be able to snap it. Your stake will brace it. But it's a wonderful plant. It loves the sun. It doesn't want to be planted and close to a lot of plants. Give it some room for the air to circulate. And when you water, try and keep the water off the foliage. Hollyhocks do get some foliage fungus problems, but if you can keep the water off the foliage, they'll do much, much better. and never, ever plant hollyhocks where they'll get hit with your lawn sprinkler, because a lot of people will irrigate 3-4 times a week, and the sprinkler will come on. If it gets the foliage wet, you will have a problem with it. So lots of sun, good air circulation, well-drained soil, no standing water, and they will do very well. The sweet potato vine is one of my favorite vines, and it comes in half a dozen different colors. There's green, there's variegated, there's purple, there's a pinky purple color, there's yellow or lime green, beautiful plant, and it will run a long ways. The more sun it gets, the larger the leaves will be, and the longer the vine will run. So you can use it in window boxes in place of putting vinca. You can plant it on the ground, and it will almost work like a ground cover. It's a wonderful, wonderful plant. Sweet potato vine. And again, it will run. And if it can have good soil, if you feed it on a regular basis every couple of weeks with something like Blooming and Rooting or Miracle-Gro fertilizer, that plant can run on the ground up to 6 feet in 1 year. And if it gets a lot of sun and you feed it regularly, the leaves can get a foot in diameter. And on the rounded ones, there are leaf varieties that are in the shape of your hand with like little fingers of foliage. So there's a lot of different colors, a lot of different leaf formations, and they're great in window boxes, in whiskey barrels, or planted directly on the ground. The color is fabulous, and they're very, very easy to take care of. If we can help you, 800-259-9231. It's the 4th of July weekend, and we'll help you to prepare for the garden that's going to be producing this month. Tomatoes, green beans, all kinds, and peas. If your peas haven't come in, they'll be in soon.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Hey Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking with LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge. You'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed. Or your money back.
Good morning and happy 4th of July weekend to all of you. It's a great day to be outside, to work around the yard. Cookouts this afternoon. The weather is with us. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we have Karen from Massachusetts with a question about her dogwood.
Karen, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Hi, Paul.
Hi.
I'm a little desperate here. I'm afraid I'm going to lose a dogwood tree. It's only 4 years old, and it's been growing great since I planted it. And I'm the one, I hit the borer, and I cut the limb off, and I thought that was going to solve the problem. And then the leaves are curling at the tip, so I got spinosad. And that didn't help, so I dug away the mulch down near the, I never overmulch, but I dug around, and I do remember when we were planting it, the person helping me hit the bark with a shovel and damaged it. So he took some blue painter's tape, you know, when you're painting, and he covered it like a Band-Aid, and it's been fine for 4 years. So when I dug down, there's a little bit of rot, and I took it all off, and I looked everything up online, and the only thing I could come up with that looked exactly like this was something called honey fungus, but you told me there'd be mushrooms around there, and there isn't.
Right.
And okay.
Is that blue tape still around it?
No, I took it all off. It had started to rot.
Okay. The first thing that you want to do is take that mulch away from it so that the air can get to that sore where that rot is. Okay, so pull the mulch out, take the hose or get like a mister bottle and wash all of the soil from around where the rot is. Then take like a knife of some sort that you can dig in there and remove all of that rotted tissue until you hit good, clean wood. Okay? So that you're going to dig out all of that rot. If it leaves a hole, if it worked its way into the trunk, again, dig out as much of it as possible. You want to keep the moisture out of there. And the best way to keep the moisture out is if you can fill it. And what I've used in the past, and it works really well, you know the caulking that you would use around your doors and window to keep the heat in the house? It's like a latex, and it's soft, and it's expandable. If you could get some caulking, get either the clear or the white, it doesn't matter, but push the caulking into that hole, fill it, take your finger and make a nice smooth slope to it, let it air dry, and that will plug up the hole to keep future water from going inside of that particular plant. As the plant heals, it will make new tissue. And because you're using a caulking that's flexible, it will be able to actually heal itself from inside in, and it will push the caulking out. If you use something like cement, then you would have a problem. With the latex caulking, it will be able to push it right out without damaging the plant. So heal that up. Now, the other thing that you want to do is you want to fertilize it to help it. And as you said, you sent me an email and you mentioned a fungus. I went on the internet because I had never heard of it before. And on the internet, it showed it as a mushroom. It's not a fungus that grows on the plant. It grows in the soil. So that's not what you have. Daconil is a great product that will keep the fungus off the plant. If you feed it, if the summer gets hot and dry, then take the hose, take the nozzle off, put the end of the hose about a foot away from the main trunk, turn on the hose so that it gives you a stream of water the size of your little finger. And you may want to move it 3 or 4 times on different sides of the tree and let it soak the plant for a good 15 to 20 minutes, even a half an hour. My Coosa dogwood in front of my house right now is the most beautiful it has ever been, and it gets better every year. And what I do for mine is I feed it with plant tone in the spring, and then when it finishes flowering, which will be this year in August, in early August, late July, I take my Miracle-Gro bottle feeder. I fill it full of Miracle-Gro fertilizer. I run the hose with the feeder to the base of the tree. I turn on the hose so that it will make a shower spray of blue Miracle-Gro water about 12 to 15 inches, no more than that. And I let it run until the water is clear. So I put the whole bottle of Miracle-Gro, which is probably like a pound of fertilizer, and again, I'll move it 3 or 4 times so that I saturate the ground with a water-soluble fertilizer. And my tree right now is incredible, totally incredible. So you try that. So dig out the rot, fill it with a sealant, keep the plant sprayed with the Daconil every 2 or 3 weeks, and plenty of water and fertilizer. And I use my Miracle-Gro fertilizer on the Coosa once in July, once in August. That's all I do it. And my tree is absolutely incredible looking right now. Thank you. Good question. Oh, I want to remind you, July 16th is the garden tour in Kennebunk. If you came over last year for the garden tour, they have 8 brand new homes on the tour. So write it down on your calendar, July 16, 10 to 4. And if you want to buy tickets, the phone number is area code 207-985-5975. And all the proceeds go to the Child Abuse Prevention Council in New York County, Maine. Their home is in Kennebunk and Kennebunkport. So while you're on the tour, you get to see President Bush's house, and it's a great time, great cause, and you'll see some beautiful gardens. July 16. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Connie from Maine with a question about her tomato plants.
Connie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hello?
Hi, Connie.
Hi, Paul. I'm so glad to get on. I have 2 questions. One is about tomatoes and the other is about my butterfly bush.
Okay.
The tomatoes, we planted 3 earth boxes with 3 different kinds of tomatoes, and 2 of them are doing beautifully. They're just fabulous. The third one is looking droopy, wilted, the stems aren't firm, and the leaves are curling. It's huge, and it has blossoms on the top, but I'm afraid of wilt or blight or something because it's been watered regularly through the tube in the grow box, earth box. Just like the other plants, it has had exactly the same treatment, you know, right from the planting. So,
mm-hmm.
I wondered have you heard of any blight, or should I get rid of it, or shall I leave it, or shall I move it to another place? So I don't want to lose the other 2 plants. The other 2 earth boxes also have tomatoes in them, but my tomatoes in my raised bed are perfect. And all the other raised boxes around are perfect. So I'm just concerned about those. And my butterfly bush was badly beaten down by ice and snow off the roof and so forth in the winter. And it just had one little shoot coming out, and I left it. And now it looks healthy, and it's growing. It's about 3 feet tall, and... But all it has is 3 very tall branches coming out. And I'm wondering if I should wait for it to flower and then trim it, or should I cut those 3 tall? It should be bushier, in other words, and I know quite when to trim it.
Okay. If you prune the butterfly bush now, you will definitely lose the flowers. So for this year, what I would suggest that you do is let it come into bloom as it normally will. And as you, hopefully you well know, butterfly bush will make a real big spike type flower. And if you can remove the flower when it finishes, when you see the flower is getting tired looking, take your pruners and cut off all of the dead-looking flowers. And what will happen is that butterfly bush will make 2 new branches. And where you had 1 flower, it will make 2 more flowers. They'll be smaller, but you'll have 2 of them. When those 2 flowers go by, if you can remove those 2, the plant will make 4 in its place. So the secret with butterfly bush is the more you remove the faded flowers, the more the plant will bloom, because the goal of the butterfly bush is to make seed. And if you prevent the plant from making seed, it will reflower again, giving you more and more color. So if you can prune that butterfly bush, it will bloom until frost. So you have to be, you know, once a week, go out, take some pair of scissors or pruners, remove all of the flowers that look tired, fertilize it on a regular basis, and it will continue to bloom, and it will get bigger. Now, I would get some plant tone, or something that may be even better is called biotone. Biotone has mycorrhizae in it, and that will stimulate the root system, because what you need is you need the growth to develop from the base of the plant. So the better you feed the roots, the more shoots the plant will be able to do. So if you could put two or three good handfuls around the plant, scratch it in with your fingertips a couple of inches, give it a good drink of water. Every time it rains, every time you water the plant, the nutrition from the biotone and the mycorrhizae will make that plant thicker and fuller and better for you. Don't be scared to feed it. And again, keep pruning it. Next year, what you want to do in April is the three branches that are there now, cut them in half, and that will stimulate side buds from the plant. You can't do it now because you'll remove all the flowers. But if you do it early in the year before the foliage appears, that will stimulate side development on it. On your tomatoes, each variety grows a little bit different shaped leaves. If the foliage is discolored, it's getting spotted, and the other plants are all healthy, and you've got plenty of tomato plants there, don't chance it. You can try a product called Actinovate. Actinovate is a great product. It was developed in Texas for the tomato industry, and it will take care of all of the blight and diseases. Actinovate.
If you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus. Sluggo Plus just made gardening easier. With its new formulation of iron phosphate plus spinosad, Sluggo Plus controls snails and slugs, plus earwigs, roly-poly or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus packs a powerful punch and can be used on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. With the added control of four pesky garden insects, Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Simply scatter Sluggo Plus pellets evenly around and near the base of the plants to be protected. It remains effective even after rain or sprinkling and can be applied to vegetable gardens up to 3 days before harvest. When it comes to snail and slug control, Sluggo Plus is a gardener's best friend. Plus, you get control of earwigs, roly-poly or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Approved for organic gardening, new formulation Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Manure. It's not a pretty word, yet some plant food is made of it. Not Whitney Farms plant foods. They're organic and loaded with naturally occurring high-energy proteins plants need to develop strong roots. Not low-energy manure. Want strong roots and well-fed plants? Use Whitney Farms. You'll see the big, beautiful results. Plus, you won't get dusty or smell like manure when you're done working with Whitney Farms. Buy them today at your independent garden center and hardware store. It's your yard and you're the boss. You need hardworking soils. Start with Osmocote potting and planting soils. They're made from rich organic materials like sphagnum peat moss to hold water. Plus, they contain Osmocote plant food to provide nutrients plants need to feed for up to 6 months, helping plants grow incredibly beautiful gardens, which gives you a sense of pride in your work. That's what being a great boss is all about. Buy Osmocote soils today at your independent garden center and hardware store.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the New Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Well, good morning and happy 4th of July weekend to all of you out there. It's a great weekend. I hope you're able to spend time with your family and friends. Have a great cookout, work around the yard, spend some time at the pool, at the beach. It's a wonderful, wonderful holiday. And let's not all forget about it. We're doing something special. At 8 o'clock today, we're going to talk about the American Elm and how the American Elm played in the history of this country. And it should be a very informative segment on the program. So that will happen at 8 o'clock today. So I hope you're able to join us. And if you're under 35 years old, you probably don't know what the American Elm is because most of them are gone. And we'll tell you the story, what happened also to the American Elm. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we have Mike from Mass with a question about an ornamental tree.
Mike, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Yes, good morning, Paul. I have two quick questions. One of them is I have a crabapple tree that has every leaf on the tree. It's a totally like in the ground a couple of years. Is covered with orange spots. And now a couple of the orange spots are starting to turn black. And then you were mentioned earlier, I have a garden, a raised bed garden that's really doing well. And everything's growing really well and fast, except for the cucumbers seem to be doing very little. And I meant you were talking earlier about pH balances, and I was wondering if that was the issue maybe with the cucumbers not taking off.
Okay, the issue with the cucumbers has nothing to do with the soil. It all has to do with sunshine and heat. Cucumbers love the heat. They love the sun. Mine are in the same state as yours. And if you're growing squashes and pumpkins and watermelon and things like that, these are plants that the hotter the temperatures, the better they grow. And we really have not had any heat to speak of during the month of June. June has been a very cool month. It's been cloudy. It's been wet. And you have to remember that cucumbers grow 24 hours a day. And if your nighttime temperatures are cool, the plants are not growing like they should at night. So that's the problem. Where I live here in Maine, we have all the windows open in the house, but it's cool. Its temperatures are in the high 50s. And for cucumbers to really grow, you have to have some nighttime temperatures in the high 60s, low 70s, daytime temperatures in the 80s and low 90s. So you've done absolutely nothing wrong. We just need some warmer temperatures daytime and evening for the plants to grow. If they haven't been fed in the last couple of weeks, get out some blooming and rooting fertilizer, some Miracle-Gro, something that's water-soluble, and get that liquid feed on those vines, and you'll see a big difference. In my garden, my peppers are, I'm going to say, half the size that they were last year at this time. And peppers love heat. They love the sun. And we've had a lot of cloudy weather, and we really haven't had the heat. I mean, they are growing, but they're half the size as they should. And that's strictly temperature. Your flowering crab has a fungus. What you need to do is to either get a product called a Daconil, which is a great fungicide. It's available at most of the garden centers. If you want to stay organic, then you use a product called Serenade or Organocide. Organocide is a fungicide and insect control that was developed for the citrus industry in southern Florida. And it works wonderful for all of your fruit trees, apples, peaches, pears, plums, cherries, grapes, blueberries, raspberries, strawberries, and all of your flowering trees. So a flowering crab is like an apple. So get a product called Organocide. Totally organic, totally natural. We'll take care of fungus and insects on your plants at the same time.